Cynicism is the curled lip that the playground bully used to apply to anything you said when you spoke, said, I'm going to be an astronaut, I'm going to be a doctor, and I'm going to be president. And the curled lip and the sneer was always a more powerful weapon than anything you could use in response. It's a vile habit, especially when it actually flies in the face of everything we've seen across the last 200 years of the Western Enlightenment. If I could point out several books that I think are more important than mine. One is Non-Zero by Robert Wright. Another is The Better Angels of Our Nature by Steven Pinker. These point out that the Enlightenment rejected at last the notion of the zero-sum game, the notion that if we get something wonderful, we must pay for it so that the sum is the same, by giving up something. This is always used as an excuse by enemies of the United States, of Americans, who proclaim that Americans are rich, successful, happy, progressive, scientific, and they must have paid for it by sacrificing something. This notion of the positive sum game is very, very difficult for many people to deal with. Many people can't grasp it, even though it is the basis of this branch of our civilization, the first that ever escaped from oligarchic feudalism, the only one that ever escaped from that trap. Prosperity has gone up prodigiously each decade, to the point where more than two-thirds of the families on this planet now live in homes with electricity, potable running water, hot water, a simple washing machine, and the more and more of them with internet, cell phones, and the ability to send their children to school every single day. That propaganda that it all is hopeless with Western civilization is maintained for the simple reason of cynicism. The fact of the matter is that any reasonable person knows we face horrible crises. But you gain confidence if you face the fact that we've already dealt with a lot of them, and we're dealing with them every day. It's the pragmatic people who believe, I am going to lay out a set of problems. Here are the forces that are hindering us from dealing with them. Here's an array of different measures that people are proposing that might solve it. Now you, the reader, what do you think?